It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. More than 6 million homes and businesses have no power today, we're told, after Hurricane Sandy came ashore last night in New Jersey. It is no longer a hurricane, but still a very large and dangerous storm. Let's look at some of the effects, starting in New York City, where subway lines flooded, bridges are closed. A spokeswoman for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority in New York told us earlier this morning that there are seven subway tunnels under the East River in and out of Manhattan that are flooded today. And we know that at least one commuter tunnel, known popularly as the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, has also been flooded. NPR's Zoe Chace has been out and about New York City since dawn. She's on the line. And Zoe, what are you seeing?
Well, I'm actually crouched right now under a truck next to Goldman Sachs, which seems to be the only building anywhere in downtown Manhattan with lights on. It's lit up like a Christmas tree, and all the rest of downtown Manhattan is dark. There's no power down here. I have been looking around for people on the streets, and there have been a couple thrill seekers, but what there have been a ton of, which has been weird to me, is cabs. There's all these free taxis roaming the streets everywhere. And I was trying to figure out, like, why so many taxis around? Why are they the only traffic I see besides emergency vehicles? Mm-hmm. And I talked to this one cab driver. His name is Maciek Jacek, and he sounded pretty exhausted and solved this mystery for me.
I'm driving for my 16th hour because all of the bridges leaving Manhattan are closed. So I have no choice but to continue to work.
That's crazy. How do you feel about that?
I'm on my, like, third wind, so I actually feel pretty good.
I don't know how the person who got into the cab and asked him to take them somewhere felt after that, but that kind of summed it up for me. All of these cabs are stuck on this island because there's no way to get off unless you take the Lincoln Tunnel to Jersey. Everything else is shut.
Well, the bridges out of Manhattan are closed. And what is the latest on those tunnels?
Well, the tunnels are closed, and the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel was hit the worst. Like, it was just flooded end to end, and water rushed into Brooklyn, apparently. And the tunnels are closed for a while. I can imagine that the Midtown Tunnel maybe will open up sooner than the downtown ones, just because of where they are. But I really don't know. But it's not easy to get out of the city right now.
Wait a minute, Zora. You're saying that water flowed into the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel at the Manhattan end and flowed. It actually became like a hose aiming water at Brooklyn? That's what appears to have happened last night?
I know that there was flooding from end to end.
Okay.
What I heard was that it came out into Brooklyn. It's a lot of water in a tunnel where there shouldn't be, what I know.
And just the latest note, apparently the Lincoln Tunnel is actually open.
And let me ask...
Lincoln Tunnel is the one that's open, yeah.
Stay on the line, Zoe Chace. I want to bring NPR's John Hamilton into the conversation. He's in our studios here in Washington, D.C. John, we know that the eye of this storm has moved inland. The most severe immediate effects now would be inland, but let's talk a little bit about this archipelago that is New York City. Can they expect more flooding as high tide returns? Is there a danger of more flooding there and other parts of the coast?
Yeah, there still is a danger. Obviously, the winds have died down. You're not getting the same push of water that you were during the high winds, but I think there is concern that with high tide this morning, there could be more flooding even than there is right now.
Do you see signs, Zoe Chace, as Robert Smith was telling us earlier today, that the water has significantly gone down, at least for now?
Yeah, and I've heard reports about that as well. It's hard to get all the way up close. But certainly, it was really rushing over the seawall at Battery Park, and it's gone down since then.
Okay, now let's go out to New Jersey next. NPR's Jeff Brady is standing by. And Jeff, where are you this morning?
I am in Vineland, New Jersey, and here it's calmed down a lot this morning. Still a little bit of rain falling, a little windy outside, but nothing like we were experiencing last night. The big concern here in southern New Jersey is Atlantic City. I've seen reports of 6 feet of water. There were rescuers pulling stranded residents from roofs last night as the storm came in. And, of course, thousands of utility customers are still without electricity this morning, and no one is predicting exactly when electricity will be restored.
Now, as you say, there were many evacuations. Some people in southern New Jersey chose to stay. That has turned into a bit of a fight between Governor Chris Christie and the mayor of Atlantic City. What's that all about?
Well, first, I should say there is absolutely no love lost between Governor Christie and Atlantic City Mayor Lorenzo Langford. Christie's a Republican, Langford's a Democrat, and these two have tussled before. Governor Christie was upset that more people didn't evacuate Atlantic City. Here he was last night at a briefing.
So I asked these people to leave. For some reason, the mayor, in his initial conversations with the public, told them he didn't want his people leaving Atlantic City. So you have people staying, either self-sheltering in their homes or sheltering in some city shelters there, one of which is a literally block away from the bay in a school, which is now flooded completely.
Now, I saw Mayor Langford on TV defending himself. He essentially shot back that this was no time for politics, and he's focused on keeping Atlantic City residents safe. And of course, there's a lot of work there today.
Well, among the outrage between the politicians, there were a lot of power outages throughout the region. What does it look like there? Is it as dark as we've been hearing New York City, Lower Manhattan is?
There certainly are a lot of places that where there is no electricity here. And I happen to be in one of the few places that has electricity. I chose a hotel where all the utility trucks were parked, which I've learned is a smart thing to do in a hurricane. And a lot of those folks have come in from all over the country. The other day I saw trucks from Joplin, Missouri, driving this way. They're all going to be out this morning and trying to restore power to residents here in southern New Jersey.
Well, that explains something that Governor Christie also said yesterday. He tweeted the results of a conversation with President Obama. The president asked him, "Do you need anything?" Christie said, "I'll ask you if I do, but for right now, no, we've got what we need." It sounds like at least in the area of your hotel, there are plenty of people who are going to be ready to try to begin to make repairs today.
Yeah, this storm was moving slowly at first, and so there was plenty of time to get people in place so that once it passed, the repairs could begin.
Now, let's try to aim inland now, because NPR's John Hamilton is still with us. And, John, this storm you've mentioned is now, the center of it is over Pennsylvania, but as a storm, it's over basically the eastern United States.
Right, and there is actually a fair amount of concern around Pennsylvania. There's been heavy rainfall. Some places have gotten a foot of rain. They could still have many inches of rain. So the next question is whether you're going to have river flooding inland. The other thing that people are concerned about is that the temperatures are dropping. And so you have millions of people who are without power, and now, with the temperatures dropping, they could be pretty cold.
And let's remember, we heard earlier on the program from NPR's Dan Charles in Beckley, West Virginia, describing a foot of snow on the ground. Now, we're in the mountains. It snows there. There's ski resorts there. But a foot of snow in October has got to be a rare thing.
It's pretty rare. And what's more, they expect another foot or maybe even more than that. And that's really rare for this time of year.
Would you describe why this storm coming in off the Atlantic would draw snowstorms into areas that don't normally see them this time of year?
Right. It has to do with the way the storm is rotating. It's taking weather that is way up in Canada, cold air, and it's transporting it very quickly down to places like West Virginia and mixing it with moisture so you get snow.
Do forecasters have any idea how much longer we're going to see severe effects from this storm?
It looks like the next couple of days could certainly see a lot of rain. Less wind, it's down to 65 miles an hour or less, but a lot of rain.
And which direction is it heading?
Well, overall, it's heading west, but of course, with a rotating storm, you have parts of it that are still, at the bottom of that circle, they're still traveling east.
Okay, John, thanks very much.
Welcome.
That's NPR's John Hamilton. We have also heard from NPR's Zoe Chase in Manhattan and NPR's Jeff Brady in southern New Jersey, bringing us up to date on what we're calling a superstorm, Sandy, blamed so far for at least 16 deaths in a number of states. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.